All right. So, I had a really interesting week this last week. I'm not going to go into all the details, but we had a major roller coaster in our family. And I was thinking, you know, real big highs and real big lows, or could have been real big lows. You ever have highs and lows in life? Yeah. Some of us are a little more, you know, we have that word even keel. You know, we have an even keel. What's the keel? The keel is the bottom of the boat. If you have an even keel, what does that mean? You can kind of sail pretty straight through life, right? And, you know, the waves come and it's okay. You know, some of us are like on a jet ski. We're kind of sliding and slapping all over the place. And sometimes, you know, in our lives, we have highs and lows. Some people have highs and lows like that. Some people have highs and lows like that, right? I'm probably in the middle of those two extremes. Y'all have known me a long time. You know, there are times I can get really depressed. There's times I can get really sad. And then there's times that I'm almost giddy. I'm so happy. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for that. But we went through a situation where it was a big disappointment. Just the facts were a big disappointment. And what I found myself doing, though, which I'm just so thankful to God for, because the last about three or four days, I've had delightful days, really good days. I have felt good. I've been singing in the house. When was the last time you went around, walked around the house singing Count Your Blessings? I was doing it. I was singing out loud in my own house, Count Your Blessings, after a big disappointment. Because all of a sudden, I looked around me and I said, man, I am so blessed. I'm blessed to the point that I'm just drowning in blessings. I have a beautiful place to live. I have a wonderful wife. I have a great job. I have a great congregation. I live in a wonderful country. I'm healthy. I have all the food I can eat, more than I need. I've got all kinds of stuff. And it was just like, all of a sudden, that disappointment, which was a fact, turned on appreciation of my blessings. And it's really been a good several days. And it just made me thinking about that this, so much of what we do, and my brother Tom Shambly's brother in Christ, they go to the Cary Church now, right? He still goes to Raleigh Church, Raleigh Congregation. Dear brother of mine, was a deacon there where I was. He puts a little post on Facebook, really encouraging posts. And one of the things he put on there was, you know, every day I get to decide how I'm going to treat the day. Am I going to treat it starting out feeling bad about it, or I'm going to start out thinking about my blessings and my, you know, it's all about attitude. And sure, there are things that happen to you in life that your attitude isn't going to help, right? It doesn't matter. You know, it's like Tim. Tim has a great attitude. I love Tim's attitude. I'm just saying, he comes in, you know, he's got this big bruise on his face one day. I said, what happened? He said, oh, my heart stopped, you know, and I did a face plant on the bathroom floor. And you're going like, what? He's sitting there smiling. You know? He's sitting there smiling. That's an attitude. We can choose. When we have highs and lows, we can choose how we respond. And the beauty of Christ is that the promises that he gives us, not only eternal promises, but he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. So no matter what happens, what did Paul say? I have learned with whatever situation I am, there to be content. Content. He said, I've had plenty and I've been starving. I've been clothed and I've been naked. I said, I've been naked in the ocean, freezing to death after a shipwreck. I've been chased by wild animals. I've been beat up by my own people. I've been stoned twice. I've been beaten with rods. He had a rough life. But what did he say? I can be content in all of that because of where we're focused. So that's a little encouragement. Is remember that. Every morning when you wake up, something we say to the nursing homes when we're at the nursing homes, every day when you wake up, you get to choose. Am I going to follow God today? Am I going to be happy about my life? or am I going to be miserable about my life? You know, some of that, people can make you miserable against your will, right? It isn't like you say, hey, please make me miserable. People can make you miserable against your will, and things can happen to you that you just can't overcome at the moment. But so much of it is about our own choices. So make the choice to be happy and to rejoice. If anyone has any needs, we're always here, and we'll be happy to pray with you and serve you any way we can. But let's go ahead and stand and have our closing, having our song.